I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When Ray Tomlinson, the man credited with the invention of email, died 10 days ago, all sorts of people saw it as an excuse to complain about how his creation has messed up our office lives. It has prevented us from getting things done, fried our brains, and taught us to go on working even when in bed. I have a different accusation to level at email. It's made us all passive-aggressive. It's encouraged us to sulk, to be falsely polite, sneaky, and obstructive. It has stifled debate and has made office life more stultifying and aggravating than it's ever been. Last week, I sent a longish, careful message to someone who had come up with a proposal I didn't agree with. All day I heard nothing, and then when I was at home making supper that evening, my phone bleeped. The reply consisted of one word: noted. This was the perfect passive-aggressive response. It was just about polite enough for me to have no legitimate grounds for complaint. It shut down the discussion and left me with only one sensible course of action: to pour myself a large glass of wine and seethe. Email alone didn't make the office passive-aggressive. We were going that way anyway. It all started a couple of decades ago, when the four great forces of modern life – political correctness, HR, PR and litigiousness – ruled that it was no longer acceptable to lose your rag. As working life remained at least as enraging as it always was, all anger, resentment and hostility were pushed underground, re-emerging in the even nastier form of passive aggression. At around the same time, we were introduced to email. At first, we saw it as a way of venting the rage that we could no longer show in person, and sent each other furious rants in block capitals. After a bit, people realised that there was a problem with this. Anger doesn't usually last, but an angry email lasts forever. Now anyone who shows even the slightest ill humour in an email is deemed to have done something far less socially acceptable than breaking wind in public. They are likely to be punished by having their rage exposed and shared by everyone with an internet connection. While email is ill-suited to avert rage, it is perfect for communicating hostility passively, without getting caught. The first trick is silence. This is the easiest, most deniable, and most effective passive-aggressive ploy there is. All unwelcome emails can be simply ignored. Someone wants you to do something? Don't reply. An email that's hard to write? Don't write it. The upshot of so much silence is devastating. Far from speeding work up, it slows it down. It means that the most comforting axiom for office workers, no news is good news, doesn't apply anymore. Now, no news could be very bad news indeed. Maybe you're about to be fired. Or maybe the person is just busy. You'll never know, so you will always worry. Failing silence, the next best passive-aggressive trick is extreme brevity, of the sort I was subjected to last week. Noted. Okay. Fine. Thanks. Again, the hostility can always be denied. Maybe the person genuinely thought your message fine, or maybe they hate you. Not knowing is not pleasant. Copying bosses into emails is a gift for passive-aggressive workers everywhere. In the old days, you had to go out of your way to grass someone up. But now all it takes is two innocuous little letters, CC. Passive-aggressive email is also perfect for passing the buck. It's no longer acceptable to say, do so-and-so, to a colleague, as we all have to pretend everyone is equal, which means power is exerted passively by ending emails with "thanks in advance" or "I'll leave it with you." Even more annoying are emails that end "happy to discuss." This almost certainly means there's no point in discussing as the decision has been taken. Worse is "let me know if that makes sense," which might be straight or might mean "you're an idiot, I have no interest in what you think." Although all passive-aggressive messages are by nature deniable, a good trick for spotting them is when they come with unnecessary politeness. The more someone admits to being a little surprised, the more incandescent they probably are. When a sender who usually signs off with the uncharming "rgds" types out, "with my very best regards," you are almost certainly in trouble. Sometimes it's possible to respond to passive aggression in kind. I've recently been ignoring a request to do something, which prompted first a gentle reminder, and then the gloriously passive-aggressive question, "Is your internet down?" In case the sender is reading my column, let me assure her that it's not down. I just don't want a reply. Fortunately, in newspaper columns, you can still say what you think. In email, that's no longer possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Possible.